This is Senator Al Simpson. Some claim this summer's hot spell is proof positive that we're headed for doomsday global warming time. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, zany environmental witch doctors are just like cats on a hot tin roof. They've been trying to link one hot summer to a cataclysm of global warming. The truth speaks for itself. One study of 1,000 weather stations actually showed the nation had cooled off by a third of a degree since 1920. Stop trying to dramatize and exaggerate plainly unproven evidence just to make brownie points with environmental groups. That nonsense only creates myths, rumors, and fears instead of hard scientific fact. Ted, 10 years ago, some experts told us we were headed for another ice age. Now you say we're burning up. No more hot flashes. I do hope cooler heads will prevail and we can start supporting sensible, accelerated research on this tough issue.
Al, you and John Sununu are lonely voices calling for further study of global warming. The rest of the world says it's time to act. The problem is serious, Al. Too serious for more delay. At the London Summit of Western Industrial Nations last month, the sessions got downright testy because President Bush insisted on further study when our allies wanted to take specific steps. How can the White House deny what everyone else knows? Carbon dioxide from the burning of fossil fuels and other industrial uses is released into the atmosphere. It creates a greenhouse effect that has already begun melting the Arctic ice cap and warming the Earth. The United States is the principal culprit. We generate twice as much carbon dioxide emissions as all our European allies combined. Global warming is a true environmental crisis, Al. You can't deal with it by sticking your head in the sand and hoping the planet will cool off. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally moving to repeal the archaic combat exclusion statutes that deny equal opportunity for women in the armed forces. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the armed forces claim they're an equal opportunity employer, and they are, partly. They've made remarkable progress in opening up all branches of the service to racial minorities. But the same can't be said for women, because Neanderthal statutes deny equal opportunity by excluding them from jobs involving combat. The Pentagon has bent the rules as far as it can. In the Persian Gulf War, women served brilliantly in positions that involved great physical risk and sometimes even actual combat. In July, Congress voted to repeal the worst statutory exclusions and give the Pentagon more authority to let women use their full talents. It's the right move, Al. Women have skills that modern armed forces need. The only proper test is not gender, but the best person for the job.
Pretty good plug for Clarence Thomas. Ted, stop trying to micromanage the Pentagon by forcing some vague policies on the military. Cheney and Powell are the best qualified ones to decide. And Ted, you skirt the issue on whether women should be ordered into combat or if they should only be allowed to volunteer. You also easily gloss over the honest physical differences between men and women in combat situations. You should be willing to admit that this issue is so novel that we need to better understand it before making rash decisions. The Senate just approved a new defense appropriations bill which sets up just the kind of comprehensive study we need. Let the Pentagon take the first long, serious look at what we need before just saying that all women should serve in all combat in all circumstances. Steady, Ted. We veterans know better. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on giving temporary work visas to artists, musicians, and actors who want to come to America. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. A new law could well prevent musicians, artists, and models from coming to America. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when you and I and the Congress passed last year's sweeping Legal Immigration Act, the first major reform of our national policy in 25 years, we found a glitch which would put real brakes on artistic freedom. Under the new law, the number of temporary work visas for actors, musicians, and models would be severely limited. On top of that, applicants would have to prove they are internationally recognized and culturally unique. Ted, this minor provision that your pals in big labor sneaked into the Immigration Act at midnight needs to be stripped right out. Don't let some bureaucrat decide what is art and culture. And Ted, don't sacrifice artistic freedom just to protect your union goon pals.
Al, don't act so holier than thou. You stood on the sidelines, too, while that unacceptable provision was slipped into the immigration law by the House of Representatives at the last moment last year. There's an old saying, Two things you should never watch being made are sausages and legislation. That provision was passed in a hurry at the end of the last Congress, before arts, entertainment, and sports groups had a chance to register their vehement objections. They let Congress know, in no uncertain terms, that U.S. tours by the Bolshoi Ballet, European orchestras, rock groups, and other foreign performers were in danger, and foreign countries would certainly retaliate against American performers. The provision made no sense, but at least we're moving to correct it and eliminate the harsh impact on foreign performers, athletes, and entertainers. We've reached a consensus with arts groups and unions to make more visas available without jeopardizing the jobs of American performers. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the 1980 October Surprise. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Congress comes back into session tomorrow after the summer recess, and high on the agenda is the investigation of the so-called 1980 October Surprise. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with Congress back in session tomorrow, one of the big issues on the radar screen is the formal investigation ordered by the Senate and the House leadership with respect to the 1980 October Surprise. Whether William Casey and other high officials of the Reagan-Bush presidential campaign team in 1980 made a secret, shameful deal with the Ayatollah Khomeini to delay release of our hostages until after the election in return for arms sales to Iran. Reagan was elected president. The hostages were released on the very day of his inauguration. Arms shipments immediately began flowing to Iran. Those facts we know, Al. Evidence of a deal is weak so far, but the allegations are serious, and they've been festering for months. A full and fair investigation is not just needed, Al. It's long overdue.
Who do you really think you're kidding, Ted? The entire nation, Democrat and Republican alike, can see right through this political rehash of a dead fish issue. It's pure party politics at its ugliest. Is this really the best you can do? Next, you'll be claiming that Bill Casey, ex-CIA director, died on purpose just to avoid testifying before Congress. Spare us all. And if 12 years is not too long to bring charges, maybe we should go back 30 years and have ourselves a new look at the Bay of Pigs invasion. In 1922, journalist Walter Lippmann said it best when he called congressional investigations legalized atrocities in which congressmen, starved of their legitimate food for thought, go on a wild and feverish manhunt and do not stop at cannibalism. Well, Ted, bon appetit. Don't gag. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. While Social Security benefits increase automatically, adjusted for inflation, veterans don't get that same guarantee. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, all of the Desert Storm parades are over, but that's surely no reason to forget the veterans of that conflict or any other war. Our peacetime vets also deserve our thanks and support for the security they provide to our nation. Ted, that's why it just makes no sense for veterans not to receive the same kind of cost of living adjustments, or COLA, that Congress provides on other benefit programs like Social Security. Right now, veterans' benefits are adjusted on a year-to-year basis with no real assurance the Congress will act. Last year, because of political fun and games, vets had to sweat it out for 3 months until they got their COLA. Let's remember these vets and their steady contribution to America by making their COLA automatic.
Al, I favor making those annual veterans' cost of living increases automatic. Our veterans deserve it. It's the least Congress can do to repay them for their service to the nation. But when you talk about playing political games and endangering those increases, Al, you left one thing out. You're the one who's playing the worst games. The benefit increase last year was part of a larger measure to give long overdue help to veterans exposed to the toxic chemical Agent Orange in the Vietnam War. We sprayed the jungle to get rid of the foliage hiding the Viet Cong, but we did far more long-run damage to our own troops than we knew at the time. Veterans poisoned by Agent Orange deserve help too, Al, but you didn't think so. You killed the whole package, including the cost of living increase for all veterans you're supporting now. They needed a friend, Al, but you turned your back. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. The Cold War's over, but not the Bush administration's infatuation with Star Wars. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, do you remember that famous Rosemary Clooney song, "Hey There, You With the Stars in Your Eyes"? It reminds me of you, Al. You with Star Wars in your eyes. The Cold War's over, but you right-wingers still won't give up the Reagan administration's preposterous monument to that era, Star Wars. The Pentagon's dream of creating an anti-missile defense in outer space to protect the United States against Soviet missiles. The experts said it would never work. The Soviets would build more offensive missiles to overwhelm whatever defensive system we try to set up. But you just kept pouring billions of dollars into a black hole at the Pentagon. Even the Bush administration tried to scale Star Wars back. But you right-wing true believers refuse to let go. Wake up, Al. We have real needs to meet here at home.
Ted, you do live in a dream world. The Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI, struggles on with only 1% of the Pentagon's budget. Each year, SDI gets chopped up by you anti-defense Dems who continue to ignore our need to build a ballistic missile defense. Ted, we know you were asleep last winter when Saddam Hussein was lobbing Scud missiles at us. Your vote proved that. Our defense against those slow-moving missiles came in pretty handy, and we need some kind of defensive capability against the lightning-quick ballistic missiles. Ted, the Cold War is over, but that doesn't mean we don't face future risk from nations who are right now building ballistic missiles. Get a bloodhound, Ted. You don't track. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to know we must defend against current threats as well as threats on down the road. Check with Sam Nunn. He's no right-wing nut. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Drug dealers have a nice new ploy, having the kids sell drugs with the help of telephone beepers. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, everyone seems to benefit from new technology, even teenage drug dealers who use beepers to peddle their drugs in the schools. Right today, 95% of all teens arrested on drug charges in the San Francisco area also carry beepers, and they ain't using them to call home, E.T. The beeper drug connection is so bad in some places, Ted, that something must be done to help school officials step in. In Philadelphia, the school board banned teens from carrying the devices unless they're for health reasons. Teachers say the beepers were both a disruption and were linked to drugs. Ted, this technology was never meant to promote drug deals and rope kids into doing dope. Do we have to beep you to get an answer? You got one?
Typical Al. You spout off about banning beepers and try to make people think you've got an anti-drug program for the schools. True, some students use beepers to stay in contact with neighborhood drug traffickers. Others just carry beepers as status symbols, even though no one ever beeps them. Local school officials are dealing with beepers and keeping them off the playgrounds and out of the classrooms. Be honest, Al. On the issue of drug abuse in schools, the administration's war on drugs is part of the problem, not part of the solution. Throughout the war on drugs, you've given a blank check to law enforcement and shortchanged effective drug abuse prevention programs in the schools. Law enforcement's important, but it can't do the job alone. Investing in anti-drug education works in the classroom, and it works in the community, too. Put that message on your own beeper, Al, and play it at the White House. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. An emerging issue of the 1990s is the dangerously high risk of serious injury or disease on the job. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Every day in states across the country, Americans die from accidents on the job, and thousands more are seriously injured or made sick enough to lose time from work. The federal occupational safety and health law is supposed to protect them, but it's 20 years out of date. Businesses won't take adequate precautions on their own, and neither will the pro-business Bush administration. They say business can do no wrong. So it's up to Congress to enact more effective requirements to see that employers obey the law and stop cutting corners on dangerous conditions in the workplace. The current level of exploitation, suffering, and tragedy is a national scandal. Working men and women deserve to know that their jobs are safe and healthy. Other nations are requiring business to shape up, Al, and Uncle Sam should too.
Ted, you love to give business the business. The Office for Occupational Health and Safety, or OSHA, already watches over 6 million businesses. But when it comes right down to it, on-the-job safety makes awful good business sense, since you can't make a profit when the workers are laid up. To hear you tell it, big bad American businesses sit up all night plotting how to injure and maim their workforce. That's baloney. And Ted, before you go jumping up and down for more federal regulations, let's remember how OSHA required ranchers from my home state of Wyoming to have immediate access to outhouses. For cowboys out riding the range all day, that means they'd have to put a porta potty on a pack horse to keep from violating federal law. Now you press for more regulations, so cowboys might even need a second pack horse, I guess one for their lawyer. How did your family succeed? Business, that's how. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush would grant most favored nation trade status to the Soviets to help ease their social crisis. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when President Bush was in Moscow in July, he announced his willingness to grant the Soviet Union most favored nation trade status, or MFN. After the coup, that might give Gorbachev a symbolic boost and encourage greater freedom, but America would also get a leg up from additional exports and new business development. Ted, the evil empire is turning into an economic new frontier. Our two countries have much to gain, including keeping the Cold War as a frozen memory. Come on, Ted. Bush doesn't need political jealousy and pettiness. He needs your help to get MFN through the Senate without it getting torpedoed by partisan Democrats and others who just want to gum up the works. Let's not lose this great chance. Soviets lose, we lose.
Al, one of the real clunkers of the Bush administration's foreign policy has been the unseemly rush to give most favored nation trade status to the brutal dictatorship in China, when the Soviet Union under Gorbachev is much more deserving. For the past two decades, favorable trade status for the Soviet Union has been linked to the human rights issues of freedom of immigration. The Jackson-Vanik Law blocked favorable trade status until the Kremlin accepted the right of Soviet Jews to emigrate to Israel, the United States, or other nations. Now, under Gorbachev's recent reforms, those barriers to immigration have fallen. Last May, the Soviet Parliament formally abolished the old cruel restrictions. That fulfilled the requirement of U.S. law, and President Bush was right to propose most favored nation status for the Soviet Union at the Moscow summit in July. It's about time, Al. President Bush is absolutely right on the Soviet Union and dead wrong on China. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate committee hearings have raised more questions than answers about the Thomas nomination. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, Judge Clarence Thomas has overcome great barriers of poverty and injustice, and he deserves credit. But much more is at stake than his background. In 1987, he gave glowing praise to a right-wing article taking an extreme view about a woman's right to abortion, even in cases involving rape or incest. Now he says he disagrees with the article. In 1988, he strongly advocated the use of what he called higher law to interpret the Constitution, but in the hearings, he disavowed that controversial view. Other statements indicate he'd turned back the clock on civil rights, abandoned protections for workers against exploitation by business, and even outlaw special prosecutors to investigate government scandals like Watergate and Iran-Contra. Are you still for Judge Thomas, Al, or just very still?
Well, at least you haven't tried to bork him yet. Let's set the record straight about all the myth, fantasy, and hysteria you want to heap on this exceptional man. Ted, last week Judge Thomas told senators how any speeches he made when he worked as a political appointee and a policymaker heading up the EEOC shouldn't be used to judge his judicial temperament and philosophy. Now that Judge Thomas sits on the federal bench, he carries out his duties and obligations with a serious responsibility that is sincere and appropriate for that position. And that's how we should judge the judge. Ted, I know you and some others may think natural law is the etiquette book at a nudist camp, but some of us think natural law was exactly the guiding principle that led Thomas Jefferson to write about all men being created equal with inalienable rights. Do pay attention. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress dragging its feet on reforming the nation's banking system. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress should get down to work on bank reform, but the Democrats are reluctant to even start the debate. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Democrats were so quick to point their bony fingers when the SNLs and some banks started going down the tubes, leaving depositors holding bags of wooden nickels. Years have gone by now, and for all their howling, Democrats just keep dragging their feet on bank reform. It's been over 6 months now since President Bush sent Congress his proposal to overhaul the banking system. Since then, it has languished around the committee, been shuffled aimlessly through a few hearings, but still your party can't find a corner dark enough to hide it in. Come on, Ted, time to get off your duff and convince your colleagues in this Democrat-controlled Congress to fix this system. Until we do, more banks will be at real risk of failing. Don't blame Bush.
Al, you haven't got your facts straight. The Senate and House are moving ahead on the bank reform bill, but we're moving responsibly. The remarkable thing is that the bill is moving so quickly in spite of its complexity. The banking laws have been in place since the Depression, so the issues must be examined carefully. Democrats are fighting to protect consumers, help small business obtain credit, and make more capital available for housing. The biggest problem has been the resounding vote of no confidence by Congress in the administration's proposal. The last thing we need is a replay of the Reagan-Bush savings and loan scandal. Irresponsible regulation caused that disaster, Al. Deregulated SNLs engaged in wild speculation. When loans went bad, federal insurance left Uncle Sam holding the bag at a cost of billions of dollars to the taxpayer. The last thing we need is the same Republican fiasco for the nation's banks. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on unemployment benefits for workers who lose their jobs in this recession. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The recession is dragging on much longer than the White House expected. Workers need help when their unemployment compensation runs out. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, all summer, the White House non-strategy on the recession has been to deny help to the unemployed and hope for a quick recovery. That callous strategy has failed. The recovery is a mirage. Unemployment benefits have run out for record numbers of workers. In July, the most recent month for which figures are available, unemployment compensation ran out for 318,000 more Americans, the highest number in all 40 years that records have been kept. The unemployed deserve help, Al. This recession's not their fault. The Federal Unemployment Trust Fund, created for just this kind of urgent situation, has an $8 billion surplus. Yet President Bush refuses to make even a single dollar available for this unprecedented emergency. Is that your policy too, Al? Let the unemployed eat cake?
No, but you sure can eat crow. Unprecedented emergency, Ted. Unemployment is holding steady at 6.8%. Last time Congress extended unemployment benefits was 82, when the unemployment soared to over 10%. That was a real emergency. Ted, stop crying partisan crocodile tears. We'll spend $25 billion this year alone on unemployment checks, and the legislation just signed by the President will let him act swiftly should we reach a real state of emergency. Don't forget the sensible alternate plan sponsored by our fine leader, Bob Dole, who would have given 10 additional weeks of benefits. His plan kept within the budget agreement while reaching out to the families who could use a hand. You chewed that up. Ted, there is just no substitute for a paying job. Stop complaining and help us find a thoughtful cure for this lull. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether states should have control over out-of-state garbage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Should some eastern states with no place to bury their own garbage have the right to then force another state to take it? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I've listened to you talking trash for years, so this one should be right up your alley. Right now, the states who want to keep garbage out are powerless to keep tons of trash from crossing their borders. The courts have ruled that even garbage is protected by the Interstate Commerce Clause of the Constitution. But in reality, this only means that states will have their landfills fill up ever more swiftly than expected, as well as they're not having strict control over the toxic substances that their neighbors want to get rid of. Ted, help us give states the power they need to sensibly deal with the garbage and toxic waste that someone wants to bury in someone else's backyard. If you bury your head on this one, better hold your nose. We'll dump on you.
Al, no state deserves to be trashed by any other state, but states can't solve the problem themselves. Courts have ruled that states can't block each other's products, even if the product is garbage. So Congress has to settle these interstate disputes. The issue erupted when unscrupulous shippers found it cheaper to truck New Jersey garbage to Indiana instead of using costly landfills in New Jersey. Indiana got mad, but passions have cooled. Last month, the two governors reached agreement to crack down on illegal shipments. Meanwhile, it turned out that Illinois ships more trash to Indiana than New Jersey does. You overreacted to the problem, Al. You'd let each state slam its borders shut, but that could cause chaos. Almost all states routinely ship garbage to other states, usually close neighbors. Let's end the abuses, Al, but in ways that encourage cooperation, not confrontation. One thing we don't need is a garbage war between the states. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Civil Rights Act of 1991. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the President are facing a showdown on civil rights. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the hottest issues on Congress's plate this month is civil rights. Actions essential to reverse a series of negative decisions by the Rehnquist Supreme Court, giving a green light for job discrimination by business against women and minorities. The battle's for the soul of the Republican Party. All Senate Democrats support the anti-discrimination bill, but President Bush says he'll veto it unless it's watered down to let employers keep using insidious job discrimination schemes. Republican senators are increasingly upset with the administration's hard-line tactics. There's a good chance to override a Bush veto. Your vote can make the difference, Al. No one's talking quotas, so your threadbare Homer Simpson quota rubbish won't wash. We're talking about ending job discrimination, not requiring job quotas. Republicans like you can't just stand there, Al, while the party of Lincoln turns its back on civil rights.
The party of Lincoln isn't trashing Clarence Thomas. Democrats are. Too bad you don't take Lincoln's advice. He said, "The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. As our cause is new, so we must think anew and act anew." It means, Ted, knock off the political grandstanding and the twisted rhetoric which you blab solely to somehow make people think Democrats care more about civil rights than Republicans. That's also a form of racism, and you know it. We need a fresh, new, and honest look at our nation's civil rights policy. Gone are the days when one minority, any minority, is treated more fairly with special rights over everyone else in the country. We already have some darn tough anti-discrimination laws on the books. Now it's time to fight for fairness and the freedom of individuals of all races, one American at a time. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush has asked Congress to delay loaning Israel $10 billion until a full peace conference begins. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, each month that passes since the Gulf War victory, we seem to get further and further away from creating a lasting peace in the Middle East. Secretary of State Jim Baker is still working like a dog to bring Israel together with its Arab neighbors, but Israel slows the progress. In his wisdom, President Bush has asked Congress to delay action on $10 billion worth of loan guarantees until Israel stops expanding housing onto the West Bank, something which could drive Arabs from the peace table before the talks even start. Ted, let's tell our friends in Israel that this may be our best and only chance at real peace. Even most Israelis agree that their tough, hardline government should lighten up. Ted, don't tell me you back these stubborn hardliners, too. Give peace a chance.
Typical, Al. You bash Israel without mentioning a key issue in the debate. Hundreds of thousands of Soviet Jews are now free to leave the Soviet Union, and they're flooding into Israel. Those U.S. loan guarantees are needed to provide housing for the new arrivals. Delay will mean real hardship. What's needed most is a satisfactory compromise to end this unnecessary confrontation. Let the peace process go forward and the housing aid, too. You're flat wrong, Al, in saying the administration is conditioning U.S. aid on a halt to settlements in the West Bank. Our aid's not being used to pay for the settlements, and the administration says it's imposing no new conditions. The West Bank's future can't be dictated by the United States. It can only be settled by negotiations between Israel and the Arab countries. Get your facts straight, Al, or people will think Homer Simpson on TV knows more about foreign policy than you do. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Pentagon Spending. It's time for a cut. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Events in the Soviet Union justify cuts in Pentagon spending. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, even hardliners like you must admit the dramatic developments in the Soviet Union make it impossible to keep sailing along at old levels of Pentagon spending. No one's talking about unilateral disarmament or even deep cuts. Put your Cold War glasses away, Al. Get real about military spending. Before the Soviet coup, the Pentagon planned to spend $300 billion next year, primarily to deal with Soviet threats. If we cut that amount, say by 3%, we'd have $9 billion for other priorities. We'd still be spending 97% of what we'd planned to spend before on defense, more than enough to meet any Soviet threat. $9 billion could do a lot here at home, Al. Schools, law enforcement, the war on drugs, better health care, more housing. The world's changed, and Al Simpson and the Pentagon budget have to change, too.
Ted, can you spare a buck, too? Especially with your attitude about deficits. Why not take any savings we get and pay down the national debt? Your long-held attitude is exactly the reason we're $4 trillion in the hole. Ted, the true security of the U.S. lies in being flexible and prepared in a changing world. However, before you go blowing a peace dividend, let's not forget those 30,000 frightening nuclear warheads the Soviet Union has. They face a pretty risky future now that their country is breaking up. The Soviet disunion might make you feel better, but I think we should still keep a very jaundiced eye on who has their gloms on those bombs. Most importantly, Ted, let's make honest defense decisions based on real needs, not politics. You're the one who always votes as if you had to ask the price, you can't afford it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the glass ceiling which prevents minorities and women from moving up in the corporate ladder. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Is there really this glass ceiling which actually keeps minorities and women from advancing up the rungs of the corporate ladder? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, last month, the Labor Department released a report describing details about barriers which keep women and minorities from reaching high executive and management positions. The study outlined how this group only fills 5% of all senior corporate jobs. That's only a 2% increase since 1979. Ted, you should praise President Bush's Labor Department for this report, but you won't. Better yet, why not support our Republican legislation to end the glass ceiling, the Women's Equal Opportunity Act? I hate to say it, Ted, but since it was referred to the Democrat-controlled Judiciary Committee last winter, not a hearing has been allowed on this crucial issue. What are you waiting for, a glass cutter, or will you go back to mirrors?
Al, the administration's glass ceiling initiative is a worthwhile step in documenting the exclusion of women and minorities from top management jobs in the private sector. Secretary of Labor Lynn Martin and her predecessor, Elizabeth Dole, deserve great credit for exposing the depth of this discrimination. According to the study, the glass ceiling actually starts much lower on the corporate ladder, at the mid-management level instead of the very top. Where we part company, Al, is over your watered-down remedy. Neither you nor the administration is willing to take strong steps against the problem. Instead, you rely chiefly on voluntary action by business. The bill you've proposed is a pale imitation of our Democratic Civil Rights Act, which contains real teeth to end job discrimination. Don't hold your breath until business voluntarily makes more job opportunities available to women and minorities, Al. If that's your best shot, the glass ceiling will stay intact, and that's unacceptable. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on excessive payments to doctors under Medicare. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration broke a promise to the doctors of America on a key issue in Medicare reform. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration got caught with its hand in the Medicare cookie jar. 2 years ago, Congress and the administration agreed to reform the Medicare rules for paying doctors who treat senior citizens. The goal was to make payments fairer by curbing excessive fees paid to specialists and paying more to family physicians. A key condition of the reform was that the changes must be revenue neutral, no effect on overall Medicare costs. Well, it didn't turn out that way. The administration's plan, announced earlier this year and reaffirmed recently, cuts $7 billion from Medicare over the next 5 years. Doctors scream foul because the administration broke its promise and used the reform as a smokescreen for Medicare cuts. Doctors have their problems, Al, but a deal's a deal. This time it's the Bush administration that's committing malpractice.
Medicare cuts. Talk about smokescreen. Medicare cost us $98 billion last year, and this year we'll spend at least $7 billion more. Ted, you're the only guy I know who can call a $7 billion increase a cut. Smokescreen, bosh. Ted, the administration is working with the American Medical Association to negotiate fair and appropriate payments for their services. You helping doctors? You've done for doctors what the Boston Strangler did for door-to-door salesmen. Ted, Medicare, one federal program, costs taxpayers one-third of what is spent on the entire defense budget. Recent reports detail how providers overcharge Medicare billions each year for fees, medicine, and procedures. We would have much more money for patients and for doctors if we could root out the gimmickry and the waste. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on drunk drivers losing their driver's license if they refuse an alcohol test. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Should people who are pulled over for drunk driving lose their license on the spot if they refuse to take a test? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, each year more than 22,000 people are needlessly slaughtered by a drunk driver when he gets behind the wheel. To fight back, 29 states, including my home state of Wyoming, now use tough but fair laws which let police take a driver's license if the motorist refuses to take a test for alcohol. The program works so well that one state, North Dakota, has seen booze-related accidents drop 37%. Ted, drunk driving is a real crime, one that puts everybody at risk. You could help out, too, by urging your own state of Massachusetts to pass much tougher laws. Meddle in here. It can save precious lives. That's something we should both agree on, right?
Al, every state should enact those laws, and many states, including Massachusetts, already have. Drivers who refuse breathalyzer tests automatically have their license suspended for 120 days. What you forgot to mention, Al, is that the states aren't exactly making this progress on their own. Your anti-federal bias and your states' rights mentality make this hard to swallow. But many of the most worthwhile advances in this critical area of highway safety have taken place under the pressure of a series of federal laws enacted in the 1980s. One of those federal statutes obliged states to raise the minimum drinking age to 21, or else the states would lose 5% of their federal highway funds. That incentive alone has saved an estimated 10,000 lives since 1982. You probably already know which state was the last one to comply, Al. Wyoming. And you lost some federal highway aid for a year because of it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.